Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
WNFU. Good morning. Hey, how are you? Yep. Freezing the other day and barely got to decide on what light jacket to wear today.
Yep. My car's saying 54. It's not making its mind up, that's for sure. I think it's supposed to cool back down a little bit through the weekend, and then next week go back up, but rain a bunch.
Yeah, I did hear it was going to warm. So, well, it's that time of year. But I guess today we got some storms rolling in with the potential for some pretty bad weather. So must be a cold front going to be coming in at some point.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I didn't get into the details, but saw that we're definitely supposed to get some storms tonight, which is not exciting. I heard you guys working on Dakota's repeater last night, trying to figure out the audio or something.
Yeah, that was weird because when I first heard him playing with it, it sounded great. And then something happened a couple of times where it just was god-awful. And I'm real curious what the hell that was, whether there was some setting that kept reverting or something. But when I last heard it, it sounded, at least coming this way, it sounded real good.
Yeah, it's always nice to figure out a problem and then have the solution in the same go-round.
Yeah, well, I think he's got it. I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I was working on a node. First time I'd ever played with one of the white dongles that everybody talks about. I got a... Oster node from Larry, NYET, to give to Wyatt. And I talked to Wyatt briefly, and I asked if he wanted to, you know, do it from scratch to learn, or if he wanted it plug and play, ready to go. And I agree. I think it's best to give it to him ready to plug and play, and then he can, because that'll be enough learning curve right there, then to have to actually get it up and running from scratch.
Yeah, it's always difficult, especially when everybody's bombarding him with new cool things because everybody's so excited that he's young, has so much ambition, and wants to get after it. So something like that is probably a good thing to have in a working capacity for him right off the get-go. That's pretty cool. And it's awesome that everybody's trying to help him out and get him gear and get all the right things to him so he's connected.
And he's better equipped than most now. So he's going to have got a DMR radio. I think that was a loaner. But he's going on a trip, I guess, and tell that, and then All-Star Node. The All-Star Node thing came from he's been asked to host the YouthNet on the East Coast Reflector. So I would have been content to just, I programmed the repeater system to drop connections and connect to East Coast about a half an hour before the net starts and then about a half hour after it ends. And, you know, he can get into the Romeo just fine, so I figured that would be, you know, the perfect way to do that. But somebody said, well, why not just get him a node, you know, and I'm like, well, okay, but that's a whole other layer of poo-poo, you know. But Larry stepped up and said, I got one just sitting here collecting dust doing nothing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's cool that he got asked to do that. It would be interesting if it does go on the FBI. Is that the one you guys were talking about on Friday nights? It'd be interesting to listen in and hear how all these youngsters are hosting a net. So it'll be interesting to see where he ends up, if it ends up on the node or on the FBI.
Well, regardless of how he chooses to connect in, and I'm going to recommend the repeater because there's no chance of any you know, latency or audio issues or buzzing or humming or anything like that, like you have with a node sometimes, if you're running net control. But regardless, whichever way you decide, it'll be on the repeater. I'm going to be connecting up for the hour. Well, all in all, it'd be 2 hours because, you know, half hour leading up and a half hour leading out. And really, it's more experimental. I want to see how that works because I may do more of that. And I know there's a Tuesday night TechNet that they do, and I may connect up for that. And, you know, a couple other things. I'd like to get some tail messages rolling that say, you know, TechNet Tuesday night, you know, tonight at, you know, 8 or something like that, whatever, you know. And, hey, there's one of the dumpsters on wheels. Haven't seen one of those in a week or two. But, I don't know. It's just, it's all tedious work and easy enough. It's just the doing it.
Yep, I can imagine there's a lot of labor involved in it. But that would be interesting and a little bit something different for FBI Network. So it could be cool. I know they're on the East Coast Reflector. Those nets get pretty big. I listened in on the GM repeater. They do the morning coffee, morning Joe, something, whatever that one is. And that thing gets huge. And it goes for like 3 hours. So it would be interesting to see a good-sized net broadcasted around town in the evening.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that morning brew. I think I've stopped on it for 30 seconds here or there. And I have no interest in linking for anything like that. It seems like a relatively meaningless 3 hours. No substance, really. Not my cup of tea, but like the TechNet, they usually have a tech topic that they discuss, and it's short and to the point. You know, they're, you know, runs an hour or something or whatever, you know. So that one I see. This YouthNet, you know, again, topical, short and to the point. So I'll look at, they got a whole repertoire of nets that they run, and I'll look them over, and if there's anything that seems like it'll be of interest to the general community, maybe I'll consider putting it in. But we'll see how this first one goes, see if it works nicely, because I don't want to have to babysit, connect, disconnect, and all that other stuff. Like, to pretty much automate it.
Yeah, that'll be great. Hey, I got to hop out and pump gas. I'll be right back. KE8RUH.
All righty. W8FU.
KGDF.
Good morning. What's shaking?
Making my way in. Taking the scenic route today because 53 is a parking lot.
Are you on your machine right now?
Nope, it is offline. Asterisk decided to off itself, so it's going to open simple USB 2.0 or something like that. Kind of thing. Don't know what happened, so I've got the Pi with me. I'll just start over.
Ha! Huh, that's weird. Wonder why that happened. But, it sounded pretty good when you were finishing up yesterday. But do you know what was going on when that couple of times where you came in and you were just, it was horrible. I mean, it was like you were, you know, it was like, you know, they say turn it up to 11. You were like up to 50. It was, all we heard was, you know, it's just like this harsh, like, it was horrible. We could barely tell there was any audio. You know, I could tell it was you by the dashboard. But then we could tell it was modulated, whether this noise was modulated, but couldn't make out a word of it. Do you have any idea what was going on there? Was the, were your your transmit or your receive levels resetting on you or something?
So I was tuning it with Phil, and he said on all of his radios the audio was light. Like, God, that doesn't make sense. Like, the settings are identical. Like, I took a screenshot of what I had set for the other machine, and they were identical. And then I'm like, okay, well, then I'll turn on RX boost and then, you know, bump down the RX receive level and see if that makes a difference. And that's when he said it sounded like crap. I'm like, what the hell is going on? But I just set everything back to normal, and then this morning, I went back in there just poking around. I saw John's post, so there was a Rootcron job that was still trying to connect to FBI every 10 minutes, so I apologize for that. I removed it from the user, not the root. I don't even know how I managed to put it in two places. And then I went to go connect from FBI, connect to Paris, and just check the audio, and then it was just cooked. Couldn't do anything. Couldn't restart I could restart Asterisk. Asterisk was running. I just couldn't. Simple USB tune wouldn't work. It would say that the Asterisk CLI wasn't running, and then I wasn't able to connect anything. So even though Asterisk said it was running, I don't think it was.
RUH, I'm back.
Welcome back. All right, well, you, I mean, it sounded good, and then, you know, except for that couple of times, but that's only one part of the equation. You know, that's what we hear to the network. And, you know, there's also what gets repeated and all that other stuff. But if what we're hearing to the network sounds really good, which it was, then you got to work on, you know, it's got to be transmit, on the transmit side, I would think. But I don't know. You'll figure it out. You know, start from scratch. If you're having trouble with that particular instance of All-Star, then, you know, who knows? Start over with it. Get your gas?
I sure did. We are back to full.
I did that 2 days ago, and it was $85. I'm over it. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, Sean. I'm just tired of dealing with it. I'm going to nuke the damn thing. It's going to take me 15 minutes to set it back up and then plug it in when I get home. I'm more concerned, since it sounded good going into the network, which is very important, probably arguably the most important, I'm concerned there's an RF issue if it sounds weak on our end.
Well, when you said that, you know, I asked Phil, and he said that it was full scale, that, you know, it was, you know, so if it were an RF issue, you know, you would see it in the S meter. That almost never, you know, has nothing to do with audio. So, you know, that's RF related, how strongly it's being received. So I would have a hard time correlating those two. The only time that does, you know, that audio level and power level have some symbiosis is when you're weak and there's noise, because, you know, then an audio level can be, critical to whether you can be heard or not over the air noise. But he said you were just burying his needle, so I would not think that you've got an RF issue at all. But it's worth checking, especially since you might have been wired backwards there for a hot minute.
Go ahead, guys. You have a hot topic going that I have no input on, so I'd love for you to get it solved, or if it's a kick in the dead horse, we can just move on. I don't know. So go ahead, Dakota.
No, we can move on. I'm gonna just wipe the node, rebuild it. If it's still screwed up, I'm gonna flip the transmit and receive radio, and hopefully I'm off to the races. I did get a better adapter for it this morning too. I had Amazon overnight an NSO239 instead of the crappy little RG316 jumper I was using. So hopefully that helps a little. But yeah, I don't know. It's frustrating. I thought I was just gonna transmit everything and be off to the races, but nothing's ever easy. Anyway, on another note, both my radios shipped.
hot diggity. Again, I don't care one way or the other. If you, I'm just saying, if you were regretting having both coming, you know, I'll take it off your hands. But I don't care one way or the other, really. I've got, you know, until I leave my current employer, I've got all the radios I need in that regard. So it's more just kind of thinking in the future. But I know you were kind of saying that, and I caught you saying one time, it's like, you know, now that you got the R7, you know, why'd you buy that? So you'll be fine. There's any number of people that would pick that one up. Anyhow, that R7 does look sexy, though, man. I'll tell you what, I could just come to cough up the extra $4.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I might have to buy one if Dakota says it's awesome.
I didn't want to be annoying, but I went on eBay this morning and I got a seller offer alert. Someone's got a brand new inbox for like $658 free shipping.
Only money.
That is true.
WABD.
Good morning, Wally.
Good morning. Anthony, I answered your question. I just noticed it today.
Thank you. Yeah, I saw it pop up. I was driving, so I got to read what you said, but hopefully we'll be able to get it to work out.
Yeah, you can drop it about 10 megahertz is all.
Awesome. We'll have to figure out how to do it because, like I said, I got two of those radios that are R2 and would love to be able to use them.
Good morning.
In our space.
Zero,
that we can play.
700 hours. Clear.
Okay.
50
who are we handing to? Dakota, go ahead. Good morning. Come on, 650. Go for it. WBD.
Morning. Yeah, I just texted it to Anthony and Sean. I don't know if they get that deal. It was a seller offer, because I think I looked at it and put it in my cart at one point. But it's $658 free shipping, and it's new in box. So, pretty damn good deal. I think I paid like $730 shipped for mine, and mine's a factory refurbish. So, pretty sweet deal. And, Anthony, I still got to link up with you. I don't think I need to urgently, though. Pretty sure from what I read, the R7 charger will work for the XDR. But, and then I did get a programming cable for the XDR. So whoever buys that from me, if I decide to sell it, gets the whole kit and caboodle.
So, did you ask about the programming cable? Is it the same or is it different?
I believe it's different. They're different part numbers from what I was reading, so I said, screw it. I bought a cheap one for the XDR, and I bought an OEM one for the R7.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Dakota, when you get that thing and you need a charger, let me know. And does the R7 and the 7550 use the same battery? If that's the case, I got a couple batteries for you.
I know that one. No, they do not. Different batteries.
Wally, can you work your magic on that XDR? You said that was the right firmware version, right?
If it's an R7, it's an R7. It can't go any lower with the radio than what it was from the factory. So if it comes through with 210, 220, whatever it comes through, you can't go lower than what it was. So that's why the older ones are. and as these get newer, it's harder to find magic on them. It'll eventually happen. It just takes a few years for the Wizards of Smart to adjust things. So, like the one that Sean has, even though it was a 209, it was still newer enough that I couldn't help any with it. But I had another one that come across the other day that was 2 point something, and 205, 204, and I was able to help with that one. So R7, definitely not. Go ahead, Dakota. We're getting confused here. We'll just call names.
I know we're kind of all over with the rotation. Sorry, rambling. No, I meant the XPR. The XPR, I think, is coming with 209. And Sean and I were talking yesterday that it's got to be on a certain version. It's got to be Latin America or something so you can get the FPP whole thing. So I wasn't sure if that was the right one or not.
Need the model number and the TA NAPA number, and then I can tell you.
Hey, guys, I'm walking into the office here. I will try to hop on the phone and listen. This is KE8RUH. Everybody have a good morning.
See ya. Yeah, I don't think you've got that number. You got it in your hand. You'd have to call and ask the manufacturer or the seller to look at that NAPA number, whatever the heck it is. It's not quite the firmware. It's a little different. It's like I don't know, what is that? What is that number? Do we even know?
Yeah, it's kind of everything. I did a little research on it. It's because even though you have an XPR XXXX, okay, it could have a different chipset in it. They ran out of IC201, then they put in IC202. So it has to do with, you know, what actual physical hardware components are in it. It has to do with band split. It has to do with kind of like with everything. It's kind of like Motorola's, another way of Motorola identifying what's in it. So, you know, if they change one master IC chip or something like that, it programs a little differently. So that's kind of how it does. And sometimes it's just as simple as, okay, this radio can go up to 502 and this radio can go up to 512 or down to 420 or down only to 430. So it kind of encompasses a lot of things for them. So it's, you know, that's why, you know, not just a serial number, but let's say they built X amount of radios that have this chipset in them that go from 420 to 512, and it has this chipset in it. That's what that number means. It identifies it not just being an XPR 7550. It identifies where in the build world it was built. That's what that number means. Go ahead, Sean.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
He must be getting coffee. Dakota?
I'll get that whenever I get that. I just looked at the listing. All he had was the firmware version and CP version, but it says new in box, never updated. That's a 7550, not a 7550E, but like you said, if they change the chip or whatever, who knows?
Yeah, just tell them, take a picture of the tags. Take the battery off, take a picture of the tags. That's all we need.
Well, it's on its way to my house, so I'll just wait till it gets here.
Well, then send me a picture of the tags. I'll tell you what we can do with it and what we can't. So, and if it's like over 210, you're done. You can't do anything with it, at least today.
Do I sound noisy or have some fry coming into the system?
I'm using All-Star, so you sound pretty good. I should be sounding pretty good. I'm All-Starring it in. I was using repeater phone this morning, but it kept dropping.
Yeah, you sound fine. I can't, I think this radio, the receive just sucks. My icon sounds so much better. Well, either that or I got something wrong with my antenna, but my mag mount and bag radio sound 100 times better than the VAC with the 2x4.
You know what I do when I want to diagnose antennas? Just put a Unity quarter wave on it and just keep it where it belongs and run that for a day or two. I just think that, you know, I got all these antennas that do UHF, VHF, you know, all that other fun stuff. I get all of that. But diagnosing, just try a Unity antenna, and they're cheap. If you don't have one, you can buy one for $10 or find one, you know. And go see if Sean throws one out. And that's how I usually diagnose it, rather than, you know, scan it, you know, run it through a nano, or, a nano, and just scan it, make sure it's okay. But that's, I don't personally see much difference between a fancy antenna and with DB gain and everything else like that, especially how lucky we are to have towers, you know, everywhere. See if Sean's back. WABD.
Yeah, I got to work early, so I parked and got inside, but I'm back now.
Well, it's your turn.
Well, and all the commotion walking in, I didn't hear where the station head went, so I'll get jump in next rotation. Is it just the three of us? I think Anthony jumped, so Dakota.
Yeah, I'm just complaining about how bad the VAC sounds. I don't know what happened. So I gotta look at my antenna, and if my antenna's okay, I'm going to rip this radio out, sell it, and just use my bag radio. I'm just saying, my icon with the mag mount sounds so much cleaner with the crappy little 16-inch antenna than this permanently mounted with the 2x4. So no matter what repeater I go on to, it's just staticky.
We're getting lots of blurps on my phone about severe weather today, all sorts of notifications. Hopefully that doesn't happen. So, yeah, if you get it, let me know. But I think that radio we can probably do some stuff with, you know. If you want, we just back up the tuner, and then we go there. But, you know, probably wouldn't hurt to get it aligned anyways, but I just usually just check them with my MMDVM, that chip software. That tells me how far out of whack they are. And then if not, I know a guy who knows a guy. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that 7550 he picked up is got the right stuff, the right hardware to get done, because that's the one thing. I've got one sitting right here. It's fine. I don't need it, but I can't do that, and so that's kind of a critical function. The R7s you don't got to worry about, because they do it natively. You don't have to do any tomfoolery to get them doing it. And yours is coming right from the seller with FPP enabled. That's all that's about, is FPP. Everything else is not a problem.
From the factory?
I think that's
the yeah, the other. Yeah, the R7 he's picking up is coming. Well, I mean, he said it's got good tags, so yeah, it would be factory FPP.
Now there's a code plug I'd like to look at. Go ahead, Go ahead, Dakota. You off twice. I apologize. Me bad.
It's all right. Well, don't worry. I'm sure I'm going to call you first time I plug that thing into the computer and say, how do I not break this? I've never seen Moto software. But it's, I don't know. The listing kind of contradicts itself. It says it's open box, but then it says factory refurbished. And then it says, calibrated by Motorola certified technicians. So I really don't know.
WARCY, good morning.
I don't know if it's my turn or not, but I heard Donald in there. Go ahead.
I was just going to say to Dakota, first time I tried to read a Motorola XDR, I thought I erased the doggone thing, and I had a heart attack, but Wally there was able to retrieve everything. It's a totally different software from whatever I was used to working with the older Motorola analogs, and I'm still trying to figure it out, but that's what we have Mr. Wally for, and thankful and grateful he's available. I don't know who's next. I just got out of the shower about 5 minutes ago. No, we were just chatting about CPS and getting some of these XDRs to do FPP, but you have to change the region, and in order to change the region, you have to make sure all the serial numbers and the model numbers and the NAPA numbers are right. That's all. Nothing illegal, nothing wrong. It's just, you know, a feature for an amateur radio use is all. That's all we were chatting about. So, and everything has to be right. Nothing big. So, all right, Sean, I got to step out. I got to go take a shower. We got a meeting this morning. It's Thursday morning. The meetings will continue. So, I'll let Dakota finish it up, and then Sean go to work, I guess. So, chat soon, everyone. Dakota, hope you're there. Hope you drive safe. I'll be glad to help. I love doing this stuff. This is where I shine. And Sean, when you sign out, how late did you stay up working on your node? Go ahead, Dakota. Bobby, listening out.
Hey, Donald. And Wally, I appreciate the offer, and I'm sure I'll take you up on it. Thank you. Yeah, I was just about to clear out, too. I can't stand the static on my receive. I don't know what's going on. So I will catch you guys later. Everyone have a good day. NACBS. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I didn't stay up too terribly late. I don't know. It was probably a little after 11, which is a little later than usual for me. But I did get everything done. Node's pretty much ready to go. And I don't know, your transmit seems to be just fine, so that's pretty interesting. I wonder what you got going on there with the radio. Good luck with that. All right, have fun at work. I'm here at the office as well. That sounds like everybody's checked out. Donald?
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock, and Sean's definitely early for sure. And Wally, you're still there. Quick question, have you peeked at my email? I know you had it. You received it, but have you had a chance to look at it and see my request and if it's, time-consuming or whatever? Just let me know, and then I'll work on getting the radios out to you somehow, some way. Yeah, just give me the radios. That stuff's easy, dude. I mean, I'd have that done in 5 minutes. It's not like you're asking me to make it go into the 900 megahertz band or something. So that's easy. Okay. If I give you like a 2-day notice when I'm going to be out that way, do you think we'll work on something? Just give me one at a time. That way you won't be out of them. Well, Well, the HT is more important to me than my big box space radio because my desk is torn apart because of the ceiling buckling here in my apartment, and I had to move my desk and everything out of the way. So the HT I would need first, and we can work on that. And like I said, I'm planning on trying to get out there on the 12th for breakfast. So even if I drop the radio off to you, let's just say hypothetically tomorrow, and I don't get it back till the 12th, that's fine. I got other radios I can use. I just won't have DMR. Okay, that's fine. All right, yeah, let me know whenever. Like I said, that one, you know, that's pretty easy. So all the stuff I've been doing for everybody and myself, including this All-Star thing, which I'm kind of addicted to, and DV Switch and everything else like that, for me, that's a no-brainer. So, all right, I'll talk to you later. I got to step out. W at meeting clear. I thank you. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate what you do. W8RCY, late to the party. But everybody out there, have a great day. Those of you on the road, be careful, be safe. I hear storms are coming in this afternoon, probably for everybody's drive time home. W8RCY, we're clear for now.
KF8FGS, really late to the party. Good morning.
Yeah, but I was fumbling, and then I started looking at the clock, and I said, yeah, I better jump in the shower. Then I realized, you know, well, these guys are coming around. But, yeah, I'm usually up with them in the morning. I'm up at 5. The radios are on. I'm listening to other radio traffic. There's a couple other morning chats that have gone on. So, and then, like I said, between 6:30, quarter to 7, I get in the shower, and then by the time I get out, everybody's on the radio. And I kind of goofed up today with my time. But, yeah, I have a physical therapy session on Thursday mornings, and so they start showing up at 9, and I just want to get signed in and then twist me around like a pretzel and then throw me back out to the wolves, and it's like, but, yeah. Anyhow, all right. My hair is wet, and I'm just, you know, blah. All right, see everybody later. W8RCY.
Yeah, be safe. Don't give them a hard time at BT. They do good for you. KF8FGS, we'll be monitoring.
Hello, Echo 8, Foxtrot, Lima Yankee, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
KV8KJO.
Was that you, Tom?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'm testing out the new node. How does it sound? You sound pretty good coming this way.
5-9, clear as a bell.
Groovy. All right, if you look at the dashboard, it's showing up, correct? So, all right. Call this project done.
Beautiful.
All right, I gotta clean this some stuff up here and get to real work. That'll be good of you.
Sounds good, sir. I'll be back in a bit. I'll be listening out. KCKJO.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot, Lima Yankee, monitoring.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 52 degrees.
Not sure my last message went through there. Kilo SO8, Foxtrot, Lima Yankee, monitoring.
BFA, Foxtrot, Lima Yankee, JCKGO. I hear you out there. Is that Sean? Or is that Ben?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, that's all I keep you. Good job. Good morning.
Is my radio working okay?
Now it is. Are you sitting by the window now? KKKJO.
I'm outside with a solid line of sight, so if my radio is on high power, pushing 10 watts, so that's weird.
Yeah, you're coming in and out. Are you on the Warren repeater, Mount Clemens repeater? Which tower are you on, Sean?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're really cutting in and out. Give it a shot when you get into a better area. I'll be out here for a bit. Casey, I'll catch you.
We bumped there. I did not hear your trends. I didn't hear what you said. Copy. I'm really hard right now. Say again.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out, Sean. You must be on the bus.
Well, I'm across the street. Should get a better in a moment. But yeah, it's really early. So I'm still kind of not fully yet.
Yeah, you got 10 watts, but what site are you transmitting at? Are you on Mount Clemens or are you on Warren?
Hey, Tom, he's on the UMP, and it is cutting out in and out on the dashboard as well.
Okay, I'm right in, near the street now, so I should be sounding better here, since I have a way better line of sight.
What's that, KPKJO?
Yeah, much better, Sean. Try it again, NAWRO.
Get a magma, you can slap on the bus roof.
Morning, Lance.
Good morning, Lance. Now that was funny. Yeah, not making it today. Yeah, that might help. How much the bus driver's like it. It'd be a really good ground plane, though.
Absolutely. When he gets on the bus, stick the antenna outside the window, hook it up to his HT. He'll be blasting the doors off.
I just don't remember those buses, aluminum or steel.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm not sure nowadays what the bus roofs are made of, but it could be aluminum. Who knows?
Yeah,
And it's hard to tell now these days if they're, the buses are aluminum body or if they're still a steel body. All depends on who manufactures them. You know, is it cooperation with Bluebird and Ford, Bluebird and Chevy kind of thing? KKKJO. Good morning to you too, Tim. I know I missed that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the old the Pontiac truck and bus isn't there anymore, so they're not making them, but... I'm not too familiar with the bus construction these days.
NAWRO. Yeah, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Lance. Yeah, I'm not sure what the Bluebirds... I like the flat-nose Bluebirds now. Richmond's got a few new ones, and they're the flat-nose, and they're a little bit larger, and they're definitely Bluebirds. They got the insignia on them. Yeah, it'd be interesting to know what they're who they're affiliating with now.
Maybe they're made by McDonnell Douglas or Boeing or something. Oh, what's the other one out there? They used to do the mail trucks.
Arthur Grumman. There's a Bluebird Thomas. There's a few other bus brands, too.
Bluebird and Thomas are the same company now? Did they merge? Because they used to be two separate companies. You could tell a Thomas from a Bluebird.
No, I think they're just two different names. I don't think they merged. I don't know.
Well, let's see. Mr. Google says Bluebird, ICS, Bus, Thomas Built Buses, Lion Electric Company. I have never heard of any of these.
Yeah, most flat-nose buses are Thomas's. Bluebird always had had the extended nose on them. And they're all automatic now because nobody wants to drive a stick.
You know, the buses I had were all flat noses. They're old Thomas, but they had a few of them that were pusher style, and a bunch of them are the regular style.
It says here, Thomas is a subsidiary of Daimler Trucks North America, but I guess maybe Daimler still exists in that. I don't know about that.
Yeah, Daimler was the Mercedes-Benz portion of the Daimler Chrysler, so yeah, they still exist. They're just not part of Chrysler anymore.
Then I wonder who Bluebird was. And I can't correct it. I just passed a Bluebird bus that had a flat nose, so maybe they're going that way instead of the ones with the engines in the front. I'll probably say manufacturers that do the prison buses.
Yeah, you can always tell those, the gray ones that are DOC buses. Bluebird is a publicly held company by Cerberus Capital Management. I don't recognize any other names here, but it still exists. Started in 1932. Don't know how we got on this topic, but it's a little interesting.
KKKJO, because we're determining if FOY was on an aluminum bus or a steel bus, as long as it's not a short bus.
Well, apparently to make buses, you had to formerly have owned Chrysler at some point.
All righty, gentlemen, I'm going to step out to watch the weather today. Apparently we got some coming. NAWRO, I will listen out, guys.
Sounds good, Tim. Thanks for for the help last night, you and John got that inventory straightened out, but get those glitches fixed, and I think then we'll be rocking and rolling.
Yes, 7-3, and enjoying our lovely state flower over here.
Yeah, I gotta go back that way later today. Heading over to Southfield, fix that issue, and then I gotta go back up to Genesee County and take care of their issue.
You going to the new admin building up here?
No, it's some block-long building. Who's in there? Friend of the court's in that building.
They took the courthouse. The district courthouse, I think.
I don't know. I'm going to be on the second floor in some closet somewhere. Figuring out why my controller won't talk. So I got to factory default it, reprogram it, see if that might unlock it. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, they're doing work on the show. One of the little closets that we were in there, they had a big junk control thing in there. I think it was for the HVAC, though.
Tom, are you switching up your amateur cold plugs with your plug-ins for work? Are you mixing those two up again?
What say you, KCK Joe? No, it's not, it all has to do with encryption levels.
Man, MSP's getting built or nothing today.
Copy that. Sorry, I had a phone call. WARCY, I was just checking to make sure you're using the right programming cable. I'm out. Everybody have a great day. Tom, thank you. I'm from WARCY.
Have a good one, Don. KCKGO. Yeah, and you're familiar with TLS 1.2 and 1.3, Lance.
What's that?
There's network security settings that I'm having issues with. The manufacturer, or I don't know what it is, but TLS 1.2 encryption expired in February. And everything will run on that encryption as long as it doesn't get a power cycle or lose communication. Well, this one did that, and it won't talk. So there's a workaround. I put it in there because the equipment is too old for the newer encryption, but it's still not coming back. It's got a certificate issue, so got to try to figure that one out.
Yeah, that's out of my pay grade. TLS is the security stuff for the internet, but that's about it. TLS and SSL.
Yeah, well, it's not playing nice. Everything else is working just fine, but this one is just giving me issues.
Yeah, that's can be aggravating sometimes. Figured out and be like, oh man, or it'll fix itself and you won't know what happened.
That's exactly it. It's like, oh, it's working now. They're like, what'd you do? Like, I don't know, honestly. But they've had problems since the beginning of the month, and I have a little bit more experience with this software than most of the guys out in the field. So it's me and my coworker. He's doing all the programming of the controller. I'm going through the software and trying to figure it out. We were there for like 3 hours yesterday. And it talks for like 10 seconds and then it drops out and it says certificate expired. So seems like we gotta wipe it out and try a different aspect of it.
Yeah, or if there's a newer firmware or whatever that fix the bug.
Yeah, the last firmware update for that controller was 2019, so that gives you an idea of what the age of it is. I have to get it above 6.9 to get TLS 1.3, and that controller cannot do 6.9. So it's stuck at 6.2, and they have what they have. So they would have to order a new one, and they're expensive.
Yeah, I gotta put the salesman hat on. It's outdated. I mean, you got an antique. What are you doing?
Oh, 100% it's antique. I mean, they still have the Pro controllers in the other areas, but those ones are talking. It's just this one specific one, and you can't change its encryption from 1.2 to unencrypted. It's the only one that you can't. All the other ones are fine. And there's like 8 other ones, and this one's being the stubborn mule. So we're going to go back and see what we can do with it today.
You probably don't want to go on encrypted. There's other problems. Probably get the end of the rope here. Get a few miles before I get the next one. You get one.
Yeah, you're hanging by a string right there going into the hole. All right, I'll be out here still. KCKJO.
Connected to CMN Network.
KBB.
Good morning, Doug. WFSO.
Good morning, Don. KCKJO.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen, and I use the term loosely. Hey, Tom, I was thinking about you guys this morning. I was listening for a bit when you were talking about helping Wyatt and taking over. I don't remember exactly what it all was that you were taking over there, but... Man, you guys are really taking him under your wing. He's got good mentorship. So it's very cool to see what he's going to be having fun with thanks to you guys.
Oh, I didn't do anything. I just got down here and started eating my breakfast. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it was more aimed at Tom.
Well, I had good mentorship, you know, when I started in it, and then over the past year or so, beginning in the digital and All-Star and Open Spot and stuff, you know, I had some good mentors there, and I really learned a lot over the past year and a half, even though I've had my license since 98. So, pass along the knowledge, and, you know, I got some extra radios, and he's really up on his game, little Wyatt is. He really is. He's a good kid.
Yes, he is. Smart as a whip. No, it's good. I was fortunate that when I got licensed, I was quite young also. Not quite as young as him. And I also benefited from the stewardship of a lot of the guys who are still around. Sean and Steve and Arpad and Jeff and a few other guys who aren't around much anymore. But it helped me tremendously in my formidable years. I ought to give back a bit more. Maybe I don't do that as well as I should.
Well, it was middle school for me, so I'm friends with my original teacher on the Book of Faith still for, you know, it started me in radio.
my original Elmer. I haven't heard from him in a while. Probably 10 years. But, yeah. Have to foster the next thing because we're not going to be around very long.
And tomorrow's not promised for any of us, but the one thing that impresses me about Wyatt is he's very humble and very grateful for all that we're doing for him, and he's probably shell-shocked too. Good morning, W8RCY. Let's see if I got it. Mr. Donald, good to hear you. I agree completely. The thing that strikes me with what I hear from Wyatt on the air is that he is very thankful for the people showing him and giving him the knowledge and loaning equipment. And I heard yesterday it sounds like there's a tutorial on soldering that needs to happen. So I remember all of that stuff well. When I first got licensed, I played around with some CB radios, and my dad, who was not a ham, but my dad was very familiar with ham radio, and he nudged me and a couple of friends in that direction pretty quickly. It's like, hey, the grass is greener over here. And I was fortunate for the nudge from him, and he ended up never got licensed. He was kind of an FWL his whole life, but kind of fell in with local guys. Put up with a lot of my childhood BS, and did well on me, I guess. Tom?
Yeah, he is very humble and very sweet kid. Mom's really nice, and he just shows the enthusiasm that we once had when we started in radio. And he's really digging into it. He's got an extreme interest in it. He's trying new projects, and like we've all said, he's sharp as a tack. He needs to be one of the ones that is going to be a control operator or a system admin on a signal on his own station in his later years. But, yeah, he's a good kid. He's got nice turkeys, too. They decided to visit the inside of my truck yesterday.
Well, I saw those pictures that you posted, and I said, wow, he's got like a working farm up there. So I know I hear him talk about his chores and his responsibilities, but I didn't know it was a full outfit complete with, he can go in there and purchase things. So for being, I believe, 11 and that well-rounded and basically helping to run a family business or whatever, he's going to definitely go far. And, my oldest daughter is 44, and as a result of a death in the family of her husband at the age of 4, my daughter became a pediatric thoracic surgeon. And even though I have issues with my ex-wife, we've created this monster of a daughter, and we just shake our heads as what she's become. Saving the lives of little kids that are born with heart and lung defects, like my nephew was, but he didn't make it. And she's doing that now to stop and have it happen down the road. Over to who's next. W8RCY.
I'll see if Fred's done with breakfast. Fred?
Yeah, I was blowing my nose. I wonder what farm he's on up there. There's one, a couple that we get stuff from up over that way, but I don't remember. Well, I'll go think about which one he is there. But, all right. I've finished my eggs. Now I'm going to clock in, and I think I've got 6.5 or 7 hours of work left to do for the week, and then I can call it. I'm going to try to knock it out pretty quick here so that I can get Ultra Music this weekend. So I want to jam to my tunes, so if I want to do anything personal, I need to try to do it tonight.
tomorrow before the festival starts. So. WS.
Jump in for just a minute. What music festival is it, out of curiosity?
Ultra is this weekend, so Ultra Music Festival there in my during it's at the end of Miami Music Week.
Okay, I wasn't familiar with that, so, well, hope you can finish up today. Tom, I don't know what direction we're going in, I just feel like I'm the referee. If somebody who hasn't talked in a while, it's you're next.
Oh, you're as good as me, Don. Well, that's pretty cool, Fred. Yeah, he's, his farm, it's a private farm his family owns. You know, he has Highlander cows. That chicken, or that turkey that you saw, his name is Tom, but his, nickname is Thanksgiving. So, and that's his, and the other one is Davino, and that's his quote-unquote wife, I guess you could say. So he's got that, he's got, he has goats, he has pigs, chickens, two Highlander cows, and a couple horses, so it's a pretty well rounded setup there. And like I said, he's a really good kid, really sweet kid, very humble, very appreciative of everything, a go-getter. He does all his chores before he works on his radios, does all his homework and everything. So, I mean, he's got it all together for being an 11-year-old. And the mom's really nice. I haven't met the dad yet. But, yeah, I got a thing of honey from them. And we got other products up there, so we start buying some meat from them. KCAKKL over to Don. I know there's something else that my brain farted for a minute.
Go ahead, Donald. K8BP.
Okay. Well, I don't have much more to say. I got to head downstairs because they'll be here at 9 o'clock, and I got to get signed in for my physical therapy. So, good morning, everybody. Pleasure talking to you all. Again, all the best for Wyatt. He's quite impressive for sure. Everybody have a great day. Take it easy. Be careful of the storm. We'll catch everybody. I should be back on the air in about an hour or so, hour and a half at most. WARCY, we got clear for now.
Yeah, thanks for jumping in, Donald. Take care. And we'll catch you later. Yeah, apparently I didn't know there were storms coming tonight. I was supposed to go downtown for the Pistons game. And I was talking last night about where to park. Is there covered parking? Park in the garage or something? It's going to be rainy. You know, whatever. Figure that out this evening.
Covered parking is a little bit more expensive, but well, worth it. You can try to park up by the arena if you don't want to walk in the rain. I parked on the underground over by the old music hall that used to be there, the Fisher Music Hall or whatever it was. Not Fisher, whatever it was. And we walked all the way to Cobo Arena. And it was cold and dreary.
Yeah, I know that underground parking. That's where the old United Artists Theater used to be, or United Artists Auditorium. Yeah, that underground parking is really convenient too. I go down for the jazz festival in the summer, and because you come right up, you know, right by Hart Plaza, so it's real convenient for that. But it's a little bit of a walk all the way down to Joe Louis or Colo if you're going to something down there. I've not been to the new LCA Arena. I'm embarrassed to say. I don't get to a ton of games anyway, but I've not been to the new LCA, so that'll be fun. Anyway, I gotta jump out of here. I'm pulling up to the office, and I am a little later than I wanted to be, so I gotta scramble and get ready for my 9:30. But nice chatting, and yeah, we're gonna keep an eye on Wyatt and see where he goes. Anyhow, we'll catch you guys later. Fred, enjoy breakfast. Tom, nice chatting. K8BB.
enjoy work, enjoy the day, try to stay dry if it's going to rain. I got 6 minutes to my destination. Talk to everybody soon.
Everybody, all. Hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFETQ, NAWRO. Negative copy, NAWRO, clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
What's going on this morning?
Lunch is going on. Just ran out and got myself a salad. Now head back to the shop and eat it.
Oh man, that sounds like a plan. I'm replacing some UPS batteries here at one of the sites and about got that wrapped up. And I might have to scrounge me some lunch here shortly.
We may have a lot more choices for salad. We had a couple of salad places around here. And then we went to a dry stall where there was nowhere. Now we have a Zestia. That's where we went today. It opened up. You can get a, they got a couple of salads you can get. And then there's a Bucharest has opened up not far from here. So, and the chicken shawarma salad from Bucharest is always a good thing.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got a bit of a potpourri of salad choices going on.
Not too bad anymore. I don't get them all the time. Felt like one today. But it's getting better. We're up off Hall Road to the north, and there's this 19 mile in Garfield. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but that just keeps getting more and more foods. It's becoming quite the food area right there. If you can't find something at 19 in Garfield, you're not looking. Probably because of the hospital there.
Yep, I've been through there a couple of different times, and yeah, like you say, almost every time I've gone through there, I've noticed that there's something new, so that definitely seems to be the hot spot, like you said.
Yeah. Well, they got a Halo burger, so we got that now.
We frequent that every now and again. And just about anything else you'd want. They got a sushi, or not sushi, a ramen place that I've become quite fond of. So, anywho, so where are you running around today?
Oh, I'm at the Flint 6 site, like I said, putting in some new batteries for one of the UPSs. Ordered them, they showed up last night, so thought I'd jump over here this morning, get that done out of the way, and then see what other kind of trouble I could get into this afternoon.
Yep, phone call. I'll be back. WAFU.
No worries. Any videos.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
Officially, it is starting to rain in Madison Heights, but the skies do not look threatening, as what the radar is showing at this time. W8RCY.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
NAROZ.
NAWRO.
NAWRO, NAROZ. How are you doing this afternoon?
N8ROZ. Similar call signs. I love it. Not too bad. Looks like we're getting a little rain. How about yourself?
Yeah, you know, I just hopped in the car, and it wasn't raining, but now it just started sprinkling a little bit. I'm over here, Southfield and 9 Mile.
All right, copy that. I'm in North Macomb County up in Richmond, so same thing. Just a little drizzle, nothing yet. Looking at the radar, I think we're okay for now, but we'll see what develops from the west.
Yeah, it's warming up though, so that feels good. Trying to kind of wrap up some things in the towards the end of the work week here, and the kids got school off for spring break next week, so getting ready to go out of town just for a couple of nights, get away for a little bit, and then back to the grind.
Well, the time off is nice. Not necessarily getting back to work, but I don't know. I think I remember hearing you talk with Sean occasionally. Are you getting close to retirement, or maybe I got the wrong person?
Oh, yeah, negative. That would be the wrong person. I'm coming up on 43, so I got plenty more time in me. I think we've talked one time before. I don't know what it was, maybe a month or so ago. But, yeah, I'll get out of here from time to time.
Yeah, you're a little bit older than my daughter's age, so I've actually been retired now for about 16 years. It's hard to believe. Half the time I worked, I've been retired because I did 30 and out, so.
Well, hey, that's good. I wish that 30 and out was more of an option for my generation, but not quite there. That's all right, though. But, yeah. Sounds like you're staying busy. I think you're talking about the Public Service Corps or ARPSC, whatever it is. That's good. Enjoy the retirement and stay busy. That's can't complain there.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Been with the group here in Macomb for about a year now, and I greatly enjoy it. Just something new every day. And put the old work skills to use, you know, see what we can do. There's just so much. I mean, you know, not only possibly Skywarn, haven't had our first net yet, not that I'm wanting it, but glad to help with that. And then we're even looking at the hospital nets. That's an interesting thing. You got to kind of figure out, what is that? What is, you know, what do you do? What's the benefit? I just like looking into all that. So I got a good team here that we can work on doing that as well. And then just other public service stuff too. So it'll be good. We got the good old days up here in Richmond. That might be something we can do. We'll see if we get an invite to that. That'd be fun. And Oakland County was nice enough to invite us last year to the Dream Cruise. So some of the guys went out there to assist.
Cool. Yeah, I don't hear too much from, like, you know what repeater or the Oakland County group is based out of? Maybe the one in Pontiac or something. I don't remember really hearing them, but there is a group right here in Southfield too that I used to get messages from for helping out with traffic and whatnot for some city events, but I stopped getting those messages for some reason. Might have to reach back out to them.
Oh, yeah, Oakland definitely has a good group. In fact, they're probably a little bit, they didn't have a kind of a hiatus, I guess you would call it. We're rebuilding still from COVID, I guess. And prior to COVID, the group was kind of disbanded a little. And so we're trying to build the roster back up. But Oakland is a little bit ahead of us. They've been working on a lot of stuff, so they're part of our D2 county group. So St. Clair, Macomb, Oakland, Washtenaw, Wayne, and I'm going to miss one, probably Monroe down south. So that's it's kind of interesting. Yeah, they do have a good group. And then, of course, the municipalities, some of them, I'm not sure about Oakland County, but I know Warren and Sterling Heights have CERT teams as well. So I don't know if it was a city CERT team that you were talking about. Otherwise, it probably was Oakland. And, yeah, I recommend them. They got a lot going on over there.
All right, yeah, I'll have to look up the website and see what they got going on.
All right, well, I copied that. I'm going to pull out the folder and get back to work here, back on desk duty after a late lunch. Have a good one. Stay dry in case it rains. N8ROZ from N8WRO. I'll be clear after you listening out.
All right, yeah, good talking to you. I think you said your name was Tim last time we talked. My name is Nick over here. And good timing, because I'm just pulling up to a stop here, and we will catch you next time. N8ROZ, I'll be clear.
This is KF8FJH. Anyone else still out there?
Afternoon, Ben. This is N8WRO. Name here is Tim. And we've talked before. You're out of school, I assume, right?
Yes, I'm out of school. I'm at my Uncle John's house. I'm located in Sterling Heights, and I am outside in his backyard transmitting with my UV32. How am I coming in?
Oh, yeah, Dan, you have a signal is loud and clear. Good copy. I show on the dashboard you're on the Warren repeater, which makes sense. Yeah, good signal. No problem.
That's good. Well, I made it here just before I'm still standing outside, and it ain't raining over here. It looks like it's going to rain. I was expecting it to be rainy when I got out of school. I thought I was going to have to ride my bike home in the back over here in the rain to my uncle's house, but it wasn't raining, so I was super surprised on that, because even my phone said earlier when I checked it at noon today, it said it was supposed to rain, so I'm surprised I didn't get any rain on the way home. Back over to you. This is KF8FJH.
Yeah, I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I think there'd be something coming behind what just passed us. So we'll have to keep an eye on the sky. But, yeah, it's just drizzling up here in North Macomb. And nothing yet, but big old red blotch passed on the radar south of us. So luckily we dodged that, or at least most of Macomb did. Yeah, we'll see what comes behind us. But, yeah, we're getting reports that we're going to get something. So we'll see. Keep an eye to the sky.
Yeah, for sure. And I also have a question for you, if you remember, but last summer we had a day where it rained so much to where my subdivisions were like the whole streets were flooding and people's yards were under the water and stuff. Did you remember that day?
Yes, I do, actually. That's when I learned that Sterling Heights has a CERT team again, because I think their team went out to try to assist in Sterling Heights. And I forget where you're at, Ben, but, yeah, I certainly do remember that.
Yeah, it was definitely crazy. When that day it happened, I ended up going outside, and I was walking around. I got on the road, dude. Like, it was really flooded by my house. I live in Fraser, that's where my home is, and over there where it was, like, there's the intersection right, it's Evening Side and Breezeway, right by elementary school. That intersection, you'll stand in the middle of it, and I tell you what, I'm 5'9", and the water was up to my waistline. It was pretty crazy. Back over to you.
Hey, copy that. We did have some training a while back in regards to that. Just be careful if you ever do that in like a city street, because if you can't see where your feet are, apparently there was a report of more than one time somebody actually, the water just lifts the manhole covers off, and you could just end up walking right into a manhole. And just so be careful, because that's a real thing.
All right, thanks for letting me know that. I appreciate that. But, yeah, you definitely have to watch out for those.
All right, Ben, appreciate the QSO. You have a good afternoon. Try to stay dry if it does rain. And I'll listen out for your final. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Back with KF8 FJH.
All right, then. Perfect there, Tim. That'd be my QSO, then. I'll talk to you later, then. This is KF8FJH. I will now be clear.
And ABDS. What's going on there, Mr. Love?
I just took a little trip out here to check on something, and I'm about to pull in the driveway. Just thought I'd say hi.
Well, appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Enjoy the spring weather. Enjoy the spring rain when it gets here in a little bit, and get the snow shovels out again for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not going away until May. Yeah, they backed down on the severe tonight, so that's okay. We can have a little thunderstorm. Catch you later, WF5.
A little rolling thunder on a nice spring thunder shower helped me sleep better. Have a good evening, and ABDS.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 59 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
W8FQ.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K8RUH.
K8RUH. W8FU.
What's going on, Sean? Yeah, I was, I must just be too low in, I'm at 75 and 696. There's the big walls on the side of the road, all that stuff. Usually I'm solid getting in on DMR, but it's probably just weird location.
All right, yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought I heard you, and then I didn't hear you, and then I heard you, and then I verified. But, yeah, something was going on there. You know, it's like you were great or gone. You know, it was, like, really weird. So, well, you're making this one good.
Yep, I got a – it's obviously it's my mobile, but also external antenna helps. I was just on an HT with an antenna inside the vehicle, and that is always a struggle.
So what's on your agenda? Just heading home, trying to beat the rain?
Yep, I am just here fighting traffic, and it's starting to sprinkle here, so hopefully I'll get home, and I got to do a once around the house, make sure everything's picked up, and nothing can fly away, and just enjoy the rain that's coming, I guess.
Yeah, I heard it could get dicey, so yeah, probably not a bad idea. So, all right, I'm gonna jump out of here though. I was just getting ready to jump out to make a phone call when I heard you chime in. I got to find out if I got to make a bread and milk run on the way home. And I'm about halfway home now, and I don't want to pass the Kroger's that's on my path. I'll be back in a few.
I will be here and standing by, KUH.
Okay, that was quick. Anyhow, all I got to do now is find a party store to cash in some scratch-offs that hit.
Nice. It's always fun when you catch them in and you actually hit.
Nothing earth-shattering. Although, you know, we don't really do birthday gifts. We usually just get a card and stuff some lotto tickets or something in there for the adults. And my daughter's birthday, we got together back on the 13th, and I gave her a card with three of the, you know, the big lotto, you know, the big scratch-offs. And, you know, I think two of them were five and one was a 10 or something like that. And she writes me back later that day or the next day, and she goes, hey, two of those cards, two of those tickets you got me hit, each for $100. Three tickets, total $20 invested, produced $200 in wins.
That is awesome. That's a fun win, especially when she didn't even lay out the cash to buy the tickets.
Yeah, and it was funny because my grandson really, you know, he really loves the his other grandma and grandpa. They're big into that, and they always gift. That's where I got the idea. They always gift lotto tickets, and I was like, you know, those are fun. You know, they're just a fun little thing you stuff in a card, you know, and so I've kind of gotten used to that, and so you know, so he's kind of like a nut for them, and when we pass the card around the table, he like pulls them out and gets this look on his face, and he's like, you know, real slow, like, you know, shoving them in his coat pocket. It's all big, you know, theatrics and all this stuff, and everybody's like, oh no, and all this, and they're going on and on about how crazy he is for him. And I go, you know what, Phil kid, I go, the house always wins. I go, it's a losing proposition. The house always wins, you know, and you had this little weapon and all that stuff, and oh, I know, and then she goes home and does that. It's like, well, that's pretty reinforcing.
Yeah, right? You're not teaching the kids a lesson that you're always a loser when you're gambling.
I can see them dancing around. You know, the house always wins. But not today, Grandpa.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
Anyhow, these ones I got here were from one of those things. I don't know if it was what it was, but I've had them for forever. And they've just been sitting there. And when my daughter won, I knew they were winners, but nothing like that. I think $5 or something. I don't know what they are, $2. There's two of them, and I don't think the two of them amount to much more than over $5. But still, it ain't doing no good sitting there on my desk waiting to be cashed in. Might as well just go get rid of them.
Absolutely. Get the money, shove it in your piggy bank, or one of those big expensive radios.
Had a noise coming out of one of my radios. Couldn't figure out which one it was coming from. So, got too many radios. 1, 2, 3, 4 of them sitting right here.
You got me beat. I only have 3 right now.
Did I tell you about that multi-bander, multi-protocol multi-bander with the band units? With a control head that shows each one individually?
No, that sounds like a lot.
Well, it's a normal size display. It's a control head, and then you can stack band units in the trunk. And I think you can show like up to 3, and there's like 3 lines, and like line number 1 will be what channel you're on for RFX number 1, and line number 2 will be 2, and 3 will be 3. And all 3 operate as independent radios, but they all display on the one control head. And I don't know if you can change the control head and just have one display with extended information, or if all 3 all have to be one line all the time. But anyhow, I thought it was just pretty cool because... now you got 3 band units and 3, and it's like having 3 radios with one control head, and they can all operate independently.
Yeah, that actually sounds awesome and far less chaotic than when you initially said it to me. That'd actually be really cool. I'm sure it's rather expensive, figuring a control head like that, and then 3 or 4 radios. But if you were going to run all those radios anyways, I mean, it sounds like it really consolidates things and leaves you with one head on the dash instead of 4.
KE8SAR.
Yuppers, yeah, you know it. It's the Viking VP 8000 or 7000. The Viking 7000. Anyhow, if you look it up online, you see what I'm talking about. Pretty cool. Go ahead with. I didn't quite catch it. Who's chiming in? W8FU.
KE8
SCR.
I was gonna ask if that was the Kenwood or Viking radios you're talking about there, Sean. Because I've seen the Kenwood NX series, you can do that with as well, stack the decks and have one control head and each operate independently, but it's a pretty penny.
I would imagine it is, but if you're going to run all those, you might as well have that control on one head. That'd be pretty nice.
Well, it is really expensive, but what got me thinking is, something like that, you could start off by buying just the UHF control deck with, but that one you're going to have DMR, P25 conventional, all that stuff, it's going to be a pretty penny, but you can buy that. And then later, once you've digested that, or you get another windfall, or you get your taxes back the next year or something like that, you can add the VHF module to it. And all you need on that one is, P25 conventional. And then later on, when I stop working for who I'm working for, I can pony up and get the 800 module. And, that'll have to have P25 trunking and all the other happy horse poo-poo and
you know, I could get that. But, you know, you can do it in pieces, too, you know, so that's kind of cool. And then I guess you can have multiples. You can have two VHF and two UHF, 800, a UHF and two VHF. You know, so I don't know how you can configure that. I don't know a lot about it, but, and, you know, the Viking, of course, is the Kenwood Vikings, so I don't know if we're talking about the same thing or not, but I know they do have, in their NX series, you were saying, I know they have that as well, you know, so there's been plenty of ways to do it. I just don't know, can you do multi-protocol with the NX? I think you can.
Yeah, last time I was looking into it, you can do multi-protocol with the NX. I'm not sure if there's restrictions in each zone. You can only have one of the digital protocols. But you can do multi-protocol. It comes free with NXDN, and then I heard the DMR license is like $30, and then, of course, the P25 license is like $300 or $400. But I did see someone posted a set for sale used, because you can use a handheld control head as well for multiple decks. And he had the VHF and UHF deck, handheld control head, external speakers, DMR P25 enabled on the VHF, and DMR enabled on the UHF, and I think he was selling it for
put all of those things into one unit. That's like, you know, you figure if he bought a radio that did each one of those things, it would definitely be $2,500 worth of equipment.
Yeah, so I got an eyeball on an ATX 7500 with VHF and UHF and P25, obviously, and I've got a handheld control head that I currently run my UHF XDS or XDL, so I could use that so and do it all the handheld. So I have VHF, UHF, and P25 on both bands with a handheld control head. Then I guess I could get a DMR radio for the, you know, get a more conventional control, and I only need UHF for that one. So, but, you know, but now we're talking multiple antennas, you know, and I'm not a big fan of the porcupine on the personal car. So, I don't know. I should just get a UHF multi-protocol radio and call it a day.
Yep, I agree with you there. That's been the big attraction to the those multi-protocol, multi-band, you know, one control head for multiple decks. It just simplifies everything, installing in a vehicle, trying to find space for one control head or just one handheld control head compared to multiple is a lot easier in modern vehicles. But I just pulled in home here, so I'm going to bounce out and say 73s to you guys. I'll be clear. KE8FCR.
Have a great rest of your day, and batten down the hatches before this alleged storm rolls in. And yeah, Sean, you know, that's one of my big problems right now is it drives me nuts to have multiple antennas going, and I feel like I almost always do, and it makes me crazy. But I appreciate when I have them on there because I don't run into the problems like I had with DMR earlier.
Yep, sorry about that. Had to deal with something. But, I don't know what I want. I'd be happy with just a quarter wave whip on the car. And, you know, it's UHF, and as little as I really need to do anything elsewhere. And, you know, and if I could do P25 and DMR and UHF and just have a quarter wave whip while I'm normally running around, that'd get 90% of the itch. And then when I run HF, I run my 7000, that gives me VHF right there, you know, if I wanted. You know, and generally I do run that. and I could run the UHF part of that, or I could run the, if I needed VHF, plus it gives me all mode, you know, so, you know, talk about, they're here having it all. Wouldn't have P25 VHF, that's true, you know, but, hey, you just can't have it all, or can you?
You can for $3,200. With the right amount of money and the right amount of antennas, you can have it all.
I said you can for $3,200.
What?
I know a guy that's got that radio that'll let him do it all. He's got this goofy beer can antenna that lets him do all the bands with one antenna. It's like, ay, ay, ay.
Well, by the time you get done putting all that stuff together, Sean, take your calculator and add it all up.
That's for sure.
That ends me.
Oh, I was just saying, you're right, Wally. By the time you add it all up, it'll be $3,000 by the time you buy all the antennas and all of the radios to make it all happen. Because it's not like they're cheap radios that do these digital modes.
Well, I kind of figured either I was going to spend it or my kids were going to spend it. And I made an executive decision, I'm going to spend it. WABD, go ahead, Sean.
There you go. All right, I got to jump out here at the party store and cash a couple of lotto tickets that have been just driving me nuts because I've been driving around with them for weeks. They're winners. I got to go cash in. I'll be back. I'll be in a few.
All right, Sean, I'll probably be out of the car by the time you get back. Have a good evening. And Wally, I ordered a programming cable for those XDR radios. I got to get some software lined up and see if I can get those down and programmed into the 440 band.
Some sort of edit that can do it, and I can help. Just do not update the firmware on the radios, because once you go over 209, I think you're frogged. So do not go over 209. So don't update any firmware when you get those.
All right, I will do that. Because I want to, it'd be great to be able to use them, but I will not update anything. I'll definitely reach out before I get too crazy.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Do it. SWR was working with him on something else, and out of the three radios he had, we were only able to get one to do what he wanted it to do. So, but if model numbers and NAPA numbers are the same and match, we can do just about everything.
Cool. I think Dakota popped in there. Go ahead, Dakota, if you're still there.
Yeah, I'm just chilling, sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic on Hall Road. Good afternoon, guys. Go ahead, Wally.
Just getting ready to skate out of here. I had enough for today.
I hear you. All right, gentlemen, I am pulling in the driveway. I will catch up with you later. Everybody have a good evening. K-E-8-R-U-H.
All right, Anthony. All right, Wally. Yeah, I'm probably just going to turn the radio on and drive home, get there, and I wiped the note and put new fresh installed ASL on it, so I'm going to hopefully get the repeater back online and figure out why it was so quiet. And it's
PDF. Not very good. Yeah, I've been playing around with mine quite a bit lately. And having a good time. As a matter of fact, I'm talking at the note in my office right now. Seems to work good.
You'll get it. It's not that hard, especially with all of the help we have nowadays. So you guys should be back in a little bit. Go from there. But yeah, they were chatting about the radio that did everything. I finally broke down and just bought one. And it even has 900 on it. And TJ's got a 900 repeater here in Mount Clemens. And it works remarkably well. And it connects to all the P25 stuff. And I think it probably worked it more than it's ever been worked in its life. Well, I found out something new. Your lotto tickets had extra zeros in it. No, they expire. I mean, one was good for $10, and the other one, he said, expired. I didn't know a winning lotto ticket expired. Is it worth more than a couple bucks? Because I think if you probably sent it to Lansing, they would probably honor it. I'll have to look when I get home. He told me something about calling a number on the back or something like that, but I did not know that. I did not know that. Scratch off can expire. And they're not that old. I mean, they could be a year or two, but, I mean, it's not like they were 5 years old or something like that. Oh, well, weird. Go ahead, Dakota.
I've had that happen a couple times with like a $1 winner or whatever that I found in the truck and then go to turn it in and I can't.
Yeah, well, now I know. Anywho, I've got that node all done, so we're going to have to find a way to hand it off. I know Tom said something about getting up there to reprogram his radio. The radio he borrowed him or something. So Tom was in Flint today. You know, but we're going to have to find a way to get this thing from me to somebody who can get it to Wyatt. And then I guess there's something that needs to go from Donald to you, Wally.
Yeah. Probably start off with this handheld. This is a pretty simple fix. I just, when I uploaded all of the new contacts, I wiped out all of the talk groups that were on all the channels. So his, I just have to throw talk groups back in, and he'll be back in business. I can have his done pretty quick. So, but either way, I get my hands on his radio.
Sean, I have a bunch of equipment I got to get you back. If you want to hand it off to me, I can get it to Wyatt.
So tomorrow morning, I've got another one of those North babysitting jobs. You know, if you want to load up, we might be able to do a 53 handoff again.
Yeah, I can do that. I've got the repeater. I've got the other radius. I've got your new rim light. I've got the Motorola interface cables. What else do I owe you? The programming cable that you gave me for the repeater. I think there was one other thing I owe you. What am I missing?
I don't know. Not really worried about it. Just wanted to get the note to Wyatt is all. Other than that, I'd kind of like to see him do it off, if he's going to do the net. I don't know if he's going to actually run it, but I'd like to see how he does actually, how the whole system works. We're going to disconnect tomorrow night, hook up to that Usenet that they have, and then he'll participate or whatever he's going to do, and then it's disconnect. So, you know, after we get him this, he can do whatever he wants, right? But, all right, I'll have it with me, and if it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. If you got to go to any great pains, don't worry about it. I just want to get this thing in your hand.
Nope, that's an easy handoff, and I've been wanting to give you your stuff back, so that's perfect.
Okay, I'm going to lower, but I have just arrived at home, so I'm going to switch to the portable. WNFU. Where'd he go? Are you back? I was just finishing up at Dakota, and I passed it over to you. Did I drop or something? Something about a handheld. That's the last I heard. Anyways, back to my question. Define north. Where are you going? Ray, Wolcott Mill, 29 and Wolcott. Okay, I can grab a quick bite, right around 9 or something like that at either Armada or Richmond. Yeah, that'll work. Both towns are good. So, all right, I'll chat with you in the morning. Well, I'm sure I'll chat with you before that, but sometime between now and then, we'll figure out what town. All right, I just walked in the door. I'll look for both of you for different reasons in the morning. I'll be back. WNFU. Heading towards the car. See you, Dakota. Finish this mess up. WV.
All right, I'll catch you guys later. NADDF.
WADD mobile, about 4 minutes.
4 whole minutes?
Yes, sir, my extensive drive home.
Well, I'm jealous. Yeah, my bad. I was driving, trying to talk on the radio, and arguing with Amazon via chat. Long story short, I'm sure you're familiar with their shenanigans and return policies. Well, I ordered a nice new watch because I'm sick of wearing a smartwatch. It's supposed to be delivered on Saturday. They lied to me. Shipped USPS from Indiana on Saturday and showed up on Monday, so I complained. And the associate was nice enough to put his foot in his mouth and say I could get a refund after it was delivered and not have to return it. So, of course, I screenshot it and transcribed it and made sure I got my $400 back, so they just issued it.
Well, very good. Well, congratulations. Yeah, sometimes you got to do it. My wife was getting scammed pretty good. Some bank called, said that she was defrauded, blah, blah, blah. Of course, the lady, strike one. The person could hardly speak English. They were good. I got to hand it to them. I took the phone from her and let me talk to them. So I said, what number did you call from? They said, well, the number you got it from. They were using U.S. Bank over there in Romeo or something. And I said, well, what extension are you on? And then she made up an extension, but you could hear she's getting coached. And I said, just for your information, this line's being recorded, because I did flip on the Apple recording thing. And once I said that, they disconnected and they didn't call her back. Scam City. So, but I'm glad you got your refund. That's a good thing.
Yeah, they've gotten my grandma that way a couple times. Same thing. You know, you've got a late payment, blah, blah, blah. They somehow figure out where she banks. You know, we're calling from the number on the back of your card, which all you have to do is Google, and
you know, she's an old lady, she falls for it. She's also given her credit card to plenty of scammers for the virus on her Windows computer. And I'm like, you forget what your grandson does. I don't even know why it's a conversation. Like, even if he did, turn the thing off and call me. So I finally got her trained on that regard. But, yeah, they're greasy bastards, man. I just don't answer my phone anymore. Unless my contact, you're saved in my contact. I have the Siri, you know, little secretary thing where she asks why they're calling, and half the time they hang up. So that cleans that up for me. But I just don't answer my phone. Garbage anyway. But, yeah, I'll take a free watch. Thanks, Amazon. It's not like they're hurting for money.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, I, same way, I probably get 40 to 50 a day. I use the Siri thing. You know, if you're not in my contact, Siri is for your call. I also pay for the Verizon scam thing. I wonder if my wife is home. I also pay for the Verizon scam thing, you know, and, nobody's home. So I pay for that. They catch about half of them, but I still get a lot of them. It's amazing. And I have a good idea who sold my phone number, and I've actually called them out on it, and they didn't deny it. So, but, you know, for all the things that our government sticks their nose in, you know, not to get political or anything else like that, why we don't come down on that one country that's doing it, I mean, like, it just floors me. And the next time I see Lisa or one of those others, I'm gonna vent to her about, okay, this needs to be your guys' next soapbox.
It is insane how there's, like, zero effort from the FCC to step in and do something about that. But then again, I feel like they're pretty heavily underfunded and underutilized, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about any three-letter agency, if I'm being honest. But, yeah, I agree. People are getting ripped off every single day, and it sucks, too, because they target generations that just don't know better, right? Like, they don't breathe it. They didn't grow up in it. So, you know, grandma with a perfect credit score, and she thinks she's got a late payment to the bank, she's going to, of course, freak out and make the payment.
Yeah. And, well, hell, I don't care. I just turned 65. And when I turned 65, well, that took me off the conventional insurance, dumped me on Medicare. Then you got to go by the gap thing. And the gap thing is, there's, you got gap and you got advantage, Medicare Advantage, okay? And so I signed up with the gap and through United Healthcare. And I think they were the ones that sold my phone number, because I had zero spam phone calls until I signed up with them. And after that, I mean, it literally started a week later, and it's been relentless ever since. And I called them out on it, and I told them not to do everything else like that. And they acted like they were a tad scared of me, which was really surprising. And, but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, putting a naked picture of yourself on the internet. It ain't going away.
Nope, once it's out there, it's there. And I used to change my number, but that doesn't help, because now the numbers just get recycled, so then you got someone else's garbage coming your way. So I've just hung on to this one. I've got a secondary number that I used to run two lines for a long time, and it's now just a Google Voice number. And, man, that thing just is a catch-all for garbage. I don't know who had it before me, but it drives me up a wall. I mean, it just auto-declines every call because I don't even know what half of them are. But, yeah, that's the world we live in. It's driving me nuts, but it is what it is. I've even paid for those third-party services. I tried Incogni. My buddy's got it. But my buddy also still lives at home and doesn't own a house or have a car payment or, you know, doesn't really utilize credit. And he was like, oh, yeah, I never got a credit card offer or mortgage offer or anything in the mail after I signed up for that. I don't get any spam calls. I spent $100 for the year, had it for a year, didn't notice any difference whatsoever.
Yeah, well, I think that's because, A, they don't care about the do not disturb list, and, B, they're all coming in for voice, you know, because Verizon, the ones that does catch, and I'm going to say catches about 50% of them, they're all from VoIP services that you've never heard of, you know. And I guess the other thing that I don't get, you know, why wouldn't AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile, you know, why wouldn't they step in on this? Because of the system loading I mean, you think about it. If I'm at 40 to 50 calls a day, and then you take lots more people like me at 40 or 50 calls a day, you know, that's quite a system load. And I'm really surprised that they're not the ones that are jumping up and down and trying to get this to stop. You know, and basically all we got to do is block, you know, and we can't even do that anymore. You know, block calls from one country, and, of course, that's not a spam call. All you got to do is block calls from one country, and but they'll just run it through a VPN from someplace else.
Yeah, I mean, you would like to think, you'd have to assume that I would say at least 50% of the bandwidth on cellular towers is just BS spam calls. You can't tell me that many people are talking on the phone. I know a ton of people are on the phone. I used to be one of them, but I see how most people live life, and their phone doesn't ring nearly as much as mine do. So I would like to think the general population is not talking 4,000 plus minutes a month on their phone. They're just getting spam calls. And, you know, it's to the point now, too, where I'm not going to lie, like, I get a lot of calls from, you know, companies because of my LinkedIn, and they're like, we want to sell you this. We want you to look at this. And they're to the point now where they're spoofing local numbers. So I think it's someone I should answer, and then I answer, and it's a sales call. And then I'm like, where are you out of? They're like, California. I'm like, you know what? Just because you spoofed my local number to call me, I'm not going to do business with you. Don't call me again.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's what they should make illegal, spoofing numbers, you know. I've had the same number forever. It's 248 because my territory, one of the sales reps, that was Oakland County. That was my territory. So I had a 248 number. Well, I really don't do Oakland County that much anymore. So if it's anything from 248, unless I know, you know, like you said, unless it IDs, I don't answer it. I mean, it just there's no reason for me to answer 248. And I just don't answer them. It's like, and like you said, and they spoof good. I mean, that one that Marion got yesterday, they actually spoofed the bank's phone number. I mean, and that was really, really good and relentless. Oh, and then the big telltale sign. Well, you know, you can't call me back. I'll have to call you because I'm really busy.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yep, that's pretty much how you got to handle it. And I've gotten past the point of entertaining it, but I used to just keep them on the phone until I would get them to break character and start swearing at me and, you know, doing all the people that walk around barefoot and eat with their hands and poop in the streets would do. So I used to enjoy that. Now I just don't have the time. I don't care. I just don't answer it.
I did it for a while, and if you keep them on long enough, eventually they start swearing and getting mad at you for wasting their time. And I've done that. I've been able to pull it off. You know, you just tell them, you know, what they want you to hear. So I've done that too. But like you said, after a while, it just, you know, it doesn't get you anywhere. So it just doesn't stop them. But eventually, if you play along good enough and you give them valid information, believe it or not, eventually you end up back to an American company.
Yeah, disrespecting the call center people kind of lost its charm for me a while ago, so I just don't do it anymore. But, and you know, we're on a soapbox here. The other thing that really drives me nuts is if you want to get a hold of somebody, good luck. They all have these AI chatbots that suck. They're all canned responses. They have zero model training whatsoever. There's no database being fed into it. It's like a generic FAQ on every website. And good luck getting through to someone. So if you want to get through to someone, you don't. And then if you just don't want to deal with people, you don't have a choice because they just blow your phone up and try to scam you or sell you crap you don't need.
Yeah, I agree. Yep, that's the way it is. Welcome to our new world. So, all right, sir. She's over by Shelby Township. It's today, Thursday. She's probably getting her nails done. All right, I'm going to let you go, sir. You have a good day. We shall chat a little later, and I'll let you finish out. WAVD.
All right, Wally. Pleasure as always. I'll catch you later. N8DDF.
KF8FGS.
Well, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, this is David. I just was monitoring for a little bit here. Just got back to the shack and trying to work on my my code plug for my Anytone. And I actually wanted to ask Wally a question. Wally, you still out there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I went on the ARPSC website and I thought I downloaded the program, but for whatever reason, when I started building my own, it reverted to just my own from what I pulled off the website. And I'd like to have the, you know, that that full code plug so I could make, you know, pick and choose rather than, you know, and build something rather than for my zones and channels rather than have to build it all from scratch. You got any hints how we might be able to do that?
You're doing this on what, in Anytone?
Yes, sir. I got an Anytone 578 UV3 Plus. And I did, you know, there was a code plug on the ARPSC website, you know, the McComb website. And when I downloaded it and started building my own code plug, you know, I read my radio first. I started building this code plug. And then when I downloaded it, you know, I had it to a certain point, and I downloaded it into the radio, or uploaded into the radio, and then I lost all the rest of the code plug. All I had left was what I had uploaded into my radio. So I'm not quite sure where to go from there. Thank you.
It's been a long time since I played with an Anytone radio, although it is one of my favorites for that price point. Sometimes you open up two instances of the application, the one that's on your radio and the one you downloaded, and sometimes you can copy and paste. Copy off the one from ARPSC and then push it, you know, to the one that came from your radio. So sometimes what happens is, like, some of these code plugs and some of these software, they're very finicky about matching the firmware. And if I remember correctly, a couple versions back, Anytone had a major update to their code plug and the way the radio operated and everything else like that. So I've never been a fan of taking somebody else's code plug and pushing it to any other radio just for the mere fact of, you know, that instance. So see if you can't open up two applications, one that's connected to your phone, one is a standalone, and then copy and paste what you want to the one that's connected to your phone and then push it that way.
Yeah, it's a different firmware. This radio was purchased in June last year, and I talked to Len at EFK. He has the same radio, but it's just enough different that the code plugs didn't match up. And then when I did download the one from the website, and then I changed it, you know, to my own. When I go back to the website, it brings up my own. That's the way it was. The website was set up. So maybe I need to talk to John or whoever's the webmaster over there to see, or even whoever might be the who originally uploaded that the program for that, and get with them and maybe get it on a thumb drive or something. It's there's a lot to it, and I wanted to get the digital stuff without having to enter it all. I did that off the website with my DM32, and I got the whole program and uploaded, you know, made my own zones and uploaded it into my radios, and that's working fantastic. So I guess I just need to maybe talk to Webmaster or talk to whoever initially uploaded that plug.
Yeah, I can't help you on that one, but I can tell you I'm not a fan of grabbing somebody else's cold plug and pushing it. I would do copy paste. I would take what they've got, you know, published and things of that nature. But I'm not a fan of it. I would never do that, just because, you know, there's too much that could go on, and you know the things aren't the same. And you know, some of these amateur radios don't have protections built into them. I know that I'm a big fan of Motorola, and I know Motorola, if it doesn't match perfectly, it will stop you right then and there. It goes, okay, this firmware doesn't match that firmware, and tough luck. And so that's why I'm not a fan of doing that kind of stuff. I just think that, you know, copy and paste, or just take the data and copy and paste it. So I can't help you on that one. I really can't, but it's going to be one of those things I think you're going to have to just experiment with it, or you're just going to have to sit down one evening and type it all in.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I've done that with a couple other radios, so that's not a big deal. It's just, with the Anytone, you have to have the exact firmware. And like you said with the Motorola, a window pops up and says, nope, we're not going to do it. It doesn't work. So, and the copy and paste, that's kind of the way I was doing it, because I would take that plug, that original plug that was on the website, and started making, you know, when I opened it up, started making zones, and then I saved it, and it was mine. You know, it had, you know, the what I call my repeaters, and it had, you know, the CMN networks and different things that I divided up and cut and paste how I wanted. So yes, I agree. Code plugs can be pretty tricky, I guess. I'm learning that now. So, well, I appreciate your time in regard to that. So I'll start plugging away at it. I do have, you know, I have the code plug up, pulled up on one screen for the DM32 with all the frequencies, all the presets and everything, and I'm just kind of typing it all into the Anytone program. So it just, you know, what do you do on a rainy afternoon, right? KFA-FGS, back to you, Wally.
Okay, yeah, I'm stepping out. It's looking to me more and more like you've got your rainy afternoon spelled out for you. So, good luck to you. I'd like to say that I've never been in that situation, but I have. Just where you finally you just get to the point and you just say, heck with it, and you just, you know, you copy and paste, and if that doesn't cut it, you start typing. Talk with you later. WAPD.
Yep, 73, and we got a meeting coming up here pretty quick, do we not?
I think tonight's meeting is on the air, 7.2.
Yeah, roger that, thank you.
And then we've got the breakfast. Oh, the second Sunday in April in, New Haven.
Yeah, roger that. I probably won't make that one. We're heavily involved at the church. So Sundays are tough. For Sunday morning breakfast, they're tough. So, but I appreciate that. Thank you for letting me know. KF8FTS, we're monitoring.
Good luck, stay dry. WH.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees.
KDAWOK.
You're connected to CNN Network.
Frequency,
though, so this is QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. There was a double there, and I'm not sure I understood. Maybe AY saw there.
Mason, what afternoon?
Yeah, what happened to all the storms they were calling for?
Turned into rain, apparently.
They got it wrong again. What's new?
The weatherman's never wrong.
On Sunday, we were all going to die today.
Yeah, are you the weather guy?
I am that guy.
All right, weather guy. Well, when are we going to start getting some decent weather?
I'm not that kind of weather guy. It's quite late.
You're the report what you see weather guy?
Exactly. Hey, April's coming. We got one more blizzard. Snow's not done yet.
Shut your mouth. I don't need any more of that white stuff.
I have no control over it.
Yeah, I pulled the driveway stake yesterday, so better not give me that much now.
Oh, I didn't have to pull mine. I just had Amazon run them over for me.
Oh, yeah, I had them do that a couple years ago. Did a nice lawn job right through the, they went like a good 2-3 feet into the lawn.
You would think if that's something you did for a living, you'd take a little bit more pride in what you did.
Well, Bezos is cracking that whip, making them, deliver as fast as they can.
Yeah, I had a damage claim with them last year. Just redid my entire yard, seeded it, and drove right up to the front door, right across my front yard.
Oh man, that's magical. I haven't had that much. I hit it with a tiller and threw some grass seed down and called it good.
1 sec, I got disconnect my clear note here. It's getting interference. It wasn't getting interference until I changed the PL on the repeater, and now it's the same as the clear note, and it's only one. No, it's right on top of it. It's like 0.125 kilohertz away.
Yeah, you'll get that. My node was transmitting, and I thought another repeater was linked that wasn't. I disconnected my node, and all of a sudden the radio went silent. Well, must have been a little interference.
Yeah, I think that's what just happened. I heard, I don't know who was coming in, but it was someone from the Who Cares Hub, I'm pretty sure. because they were doubling on this frequency. I'm like, who's out here?
That goofy RF stuff.
Well, I guess the silver lining is if I have a repeater, I don't need a node, right?
Connected to CMN network.
Well, you can use the node to connect to other things.
Yeah, I'll have to reprogram that to like a 430-something frequency so I can actually use it and not piss everyone off.
Yeah, when you get a repeater on the pole right on top of your roof there, you can unscrew the antenna on your HT and still hit it.
That has been pretty cool. For the first time in my life, I'm in HT range of a repeater.
Yeah, you gotta pay the power bill on it now.
You know, I didn't even think about that. I don't think it's going to cost me all that much money, though. It's just, what is this thing? 25 watt? I think it says 25 watts right now.
Well, that's just what comes out of the end of the antenna. Now it uses up in heat.
Yeah, the unit I bought, I'm keeping a close eye on it, but they had a big, like, 92-millimeter fan on the back that was wired to the power supply, so it was just, like, 3,000, 4,000 RPM at all times, to where it sounded like a plane in my room. So I pulled the fuse out of it, and I'm just keeping an eye on it to see if it's going to get too warm. I'm hoping it doesn't, because I really don't want to listen to that.
Yeah, I had, I had a little 25-millimeter fan on my All-Star node, and that thing was, and I had it set to spin up whenever it would key, so anytime, until whenever somebody was on the air, even though it wasn't supposed to listen to the radio, hear that fan spool up, but I swapped it out for a bigger, like 35-millimeter fan. Now I don't even hear it. I should have done that a long time ago.
I typically do that with anything that's got a fan. Like, I got an Elenco power supply at my desk, and it came with just an obnoxious fan. It was on all the time. It drove me nuts, so I put a Noctua on it. And then I had an Icon 2730, same thing, which the one I have now, I didn't bother doing it, but it was sitting on my desk every time I transmitted. Fans wearing off, so I put a Noctua on that. So I got two Noctuas coming today for this case that it's in, and I'm hoping it's going to shut it up enough to where it's not annoying. Because, yeah, anytime it IDs and the fans turn on.
Yeah, that was the problem with the other fan I had, too, was a brushless fan, so it wouldn't... It wouldn't turn unless you give it full power, so I couldn't even slow it down, so I had to go to a brush fan so I can actually control the speed.
What did you do to control the speed? A potentiometer? Because the ones I ordered, I was looking at four pin PWMs, but the plugs in there are just two-wired JST plugs. So I was like, ah, screw it, I'll just splice it in and be done with it and just on all the time if it's quiet. But I was curious what you use to throttle those things.
So on my All-Star node, it's on a Raspberry Pi, so I'm outputting PWM from the Raspberry Pi, and got a little diode and transistor, I think. I'm trying to remember what's on that circuit now. A little circuit in there that keeps it from back EMFing into the Pi. But yeah, I've got a Shari node, and it has a fan connector, but that's straight 12, straight 5 volts, so it's on or on. So I wanted to at least be able to control it, put on a pin. So I
put on a PWM pin, and I could throw a PWM at it.
Oh, you're fancy. That's good thinking. I have a 25mm Noctua on the ASL node that's running this thing. Fortunately, I don't hear it. It's so quiet, but I just went straight to the 5-volt. I didn't even think about setting up for PWM.
Yeah, when I had the old fan, it was off or on, so it was just on a digital output, and then when I switched fans, I flipped on a PWM, so it runs like 50% or so. I don't remember what I said. It runs slower when it's just idling, and then when the node transmits, the ASL sends the signal to the script it's running, and it'll spool up the fan to full power.
I'm going to pocket that for the next time I build a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, I got the bulk of the fan control script from the Hamvoip. I found that online. Looking at the Hamvoip stuff, but the script they have is kind of terrible. They put in like a temperature control on it too, but it doesn't have any hysteresis on it. So as soon as it goes below the temperature, it shuts off and immediately turns back on. Their script needed some love, but I put some work into that.
Speaking of scripts, I thought I messaged you back. I got yours, thank you. I don't know if I talked to you on there or not, but it seems like most scripts for ham radio are pretty bad. Not yours. I haven't messed with yours yet, but I'm just saying, like, even when I was looking for Allman information and some scripts for this ASL, this is the first ASL node I built, so I'm still new to it, and every time I was looking for stuff, it's like, all the information out there seems terrible.
Yeah, I don't know, it had some good bones to it, it's just, I had some things I wanted to change on it, but yeah, I'm definitely not a script writer. I do what I can, and definitely a hobbyist programmer when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's me. I definitely lean on ChatGPT a little bit more than I should when it comes to that kind of stuff, but it is what it is. Speaking of scripts, I forgot. I wiped this thing and rebuilt it to go in there and figure out the telemetry and make sure it's not going out over the air now.
Yeah, I think John said he was getting that message on the Echo Link hub again, but I don't know. I haven't listened to it.
Hey, it's gone now. It was buried. I found it this morning, and then Asterisk just, like, died on me. I couldn't connect to anything. I couldn't open simple USB. So I took it to work, and I said, screw this. I'm just going to reflash it. So I did. But I had a cron job. I somehow stuffed it in as a root user, which that's why it was still happening. I removed it from the ASL user I created, but the root user still had a cron for the same thing for like 10 minutes. It was running a script to push a connection to 43732.
Anyway, yeah, that's where it starts blast telemetry when. Hey, I'm already set up that way.
I know this is, you know, Linux isn't meant for general pop, but it would be cool if they had some switches and some toggles.
What's that?
My bad, a kid yelling in the background. I just wish, like ASL, they had, I didn't have to do everything through commands. Like, they have this nice dashboard.
Is there, am I missing toggles and switches in here?
You can connect nodes and whatnot in there and get statistics and stuff, but there's like the admin dashboard, and then you've got the node connect dashboard, so, but yeah, I mean, a lot of that stuff is kind of meant to be done in the in command line. I think you can edit the config files from the web interface. I don't remember. I usually just found it easier to go into SSH and do it that way. But that's just me, I guess.
Yeah, I mean that's what I ultimately do. But it'd be cool if there was a GUI that worked a little bit better. But it is what it is. It's kind of a set and forget.
I assume you're running the new one, ASL3. I didn't really improve the GUI with that one, but I don't know. There was Allmon and then Supermon on the old one. The Supermon had a few more buttons and stuff, but I don't know what you're itching for, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it was. Supermon had all the buttons, but I feel like half of them didn't work half the time.
Even when I have it the other way, I usually do my connecting and disconnecting from DTMF, but now I forget what DTMFs I need to type, so I just find it easy to use the web interface now.
Do you bring one portable with you, or do you just have one at your house?
I had the idea of bringing a portable, but I never liked going back and forth between hotspots, and Linux doesn't like changing Wi-Fi without rebooting and all that jazz. It's not the best for that, so I just keep it at the house and use repeaters when I'm on the go.
I like the idea of one too, but the same exact issue. It doesn't seem like All-Star likes changing cell towers or IPs. Then you run into all kinds of problems with that. But, yeah, I do the same thing, just use repeaters. I think I'm going to start carrying a DMR radio on my open spot, though, just screw around over there. Give me a little bit here. I'm going to clear out. I got to go deal with these children that are destroying my house, and I'll be back out here in a bit. NADBF.
Yep, I'm about home too. But yeah, that was my other thought too. Is I had the Pi Star that I was gonna bring mobile, but yeah, again, just changing hotspotting and all that. Yeah, it's just more half when it was worth. 73CB1.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 52 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo. Alpha, listen.
NADBF.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 52 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Papa, Papa Bravo, KF8, FGS.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Papa, Papa Bravo, Don, this is KF8, FGS, David.
Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Rain, 43 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Rain, 40 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Rain, 40 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.